If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Town halls.
It is a presidential responsibility to lead, and he didn't do that.
We have done an amazing job.
The president's debts.
No, I don't owe Russia money.
U.S. COVID cases top 8 million.
This virus is everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. If you were comparing the two presidential candidates, you had to be quick with the remote last night. President Trump and Joe Biden held rival town halls on rival networks. Mr. Trump in Miami, Biden in Philadelphia. Correspondent Nicole Killian begins our team coverage.
I didn't feel good. I didn't feel strong. I had a little bit of a temperature.
At his town hall, President Trump answered questions about his COVID symptoms and whether or not he had pneumonia.
No, but they said the lungs are, you know, a little bit different.
The president tested positive for COVID-19 2 days after the last debate. Pushed by NBC Savannah Guthrie, he would not say whether or not he was tested the day of the debate, which had an honor system requiring both candidates be tested.
I don't know. I don't even remember. I test all the time.
Who do you owe $421 million?
Mr. Trump appeared to confirm a New York Times report that he does, in fact, owe over $400 million, possibly to foreign entities.
$400 million compared to the assets that I have, all of these great properties all over the world.
Are you confirming that? Yes, you do owe some $400 million.
What I'm saying is that it's a tiny percentage of my net worth. No, I don't owe Russia money. I don't owe. I owe a very, very small. It's called mortgages.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe tuned into the Biden event.
Good to be with you. Questions about the pandemic topped voters' minds at the town hall featuring Joe Biden. Would he take a COVID-19 vaccine?
The body of scientists say that this is what is ready to be done, and it's been tested, they've gone through the three phases. Yes, I would take it. I'd encourage people to take it.
And would he force infected parts of the country into lockdown?
You don't have to lock down if you're wearing the mask.
Under questioning by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, Biden admitted again he's not a fan of expanding the number of seats on the Supreme Court, an idea growing in popularity among fellow Democrats as Republicans push through Judge Amy Coney Barrett weeks before the election.
Well, I'm not a fan. I didn't say it depends on how this turns out, how much they rush this.
But when pressed, he said he'd have more to say on the subject before Election Day.
UVA political analyst Larry Sabato's takeaway.
The Biden town hall was very substantive, and it was dry by comparison to Trump, but that's true always. Whether you like or dislike Trump, you're going to get drama and entertainment.
The candidates have one last debate scheduled for next Thursday in Nashville. Coronavirus cases in this country have just topped 8 million, with more than 60,000 new daily cases for the first time since early August. Kentucky has hit a record high, topping 1,300 in a day. Governor Andy Beshear.
This is our third escalation. It is our most serious one yet. It will result in the most deaths that we have seen.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says he's taking a second look at phase three reopening guidelines.
North Carolinians must be even more vigilant. Complacency will cost lives and hurt our economy.
In hard-hit Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers is accusing President Trump of encouraging a super spreader by holding a rally in Janesville tomorrow. Correspondent Mola Lange.
State health officials are warning residents to avoid all gatherings, large and small.
Retirement parties, birthday parties, baby showers, weddings.
Wisconsin was one of eight states to break its single-day record for new coronavirus cases on Thursday. So was Ohio. Hospitalizations there are up nearly 50% in the last 2 weeks. and infections are rising fast, according to Ohio State doctor Matt Exline.
The pop-off valve for local regional hospitals is to send patients to the referral hospitals, such as Ohio State, such as Cleveland Clinic. But if all of these hospitals and all of these cases are coming at once, they won't have that pop-off valve available.
A college president in New York has lost her job after the worst on-campus COVID outbreak of any public university in the state. SUNY Oneonta says Barbara Jean Morris is out after 700 students tested positive last month. A large-scale trial conducted in 30 countries shows a drug President Trump received for the coronavirus does not prevent COVID deaths. The findings on remdesivir, sponsored by the World Health Organization, have not undergone peer review yet. Coronavirus restrictions are making a comeback in Europe because of rising case numbers there. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a curfew that will affect 19 million people across France from midnight tonight. London is bracing for Tier 2 restrictions from midnight, which means a ban on separate households mixing indoors, including in pubs and restaurants.
I know the sacrifices this means.
Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock. The Czech Republic says it will start building capacity for COVID-19 patients outside of hospitals as the country faces the fastest rate of infection in Europe. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Motorcycle enthusiasts have roomed their way to the east coast of Florida, but the pandemic is making their meetup different.
Tens of thousands of bikers are expected at Biketoberfest, but they'll find less to do at Daytona Beach. The city has banned street vendors and most large outdoor activities like concerts.
It's going to put a big damper on some of the people that come down here.
And nothing's open down here. It's not what it's supposed to be.
City officials say they don't want a super spreader event, but neighboring towns like New Smyrna and Ormond Beach have issued permits. This Harley dealer hopes others will follow his employees' examples by distancing and masking up.
It's our messaging. It's by example of our associates doing it.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
It's another day without power for thousands of people in Northern California. PG&E cut off service to prevent powerful winds and a fall heat wave from sparking new wildfires. Lisa Laser bought a $1,000 generator to keep her hair salon up and running.
It has to be able to carry two or three hairstylists, blow dryer to dry clients' hair. We need those.
All power is expected to be restored tonight. One of two Rocky Mountain wildfires has now become the largest in Colorado's history. A Grammy-winning singer-songwriter is opening up about his battle with the coronavirus. Chris Cross tells CBS Sunday Morning he tested positive in April and spent the worst 10 days of his life paralyzed in the ICU.
I can tell you that I had a few conversations when I was in there with whoever he or she is, and just saying, you know, if you could just get me out of here, I will be a better person.
3 weeks later, he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Cross says he uses a cane now, and memory and speech are both problematic. Maki, the stolen ring-tailed lemur, is back at the San Francisco Zoo. Daly City police say a 5-year-old boy spotted the animal on the playground at his daycare center about 5 miles from the zoo. Police say Maki is in good condition. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, October 16th, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.